10 Expert Tips for Capturing the Best Lighting at Mexico's Pyramids. Hey there, fellow adventurers and photography enthusiasts. Are you planning a trip to the magnificent pyramids in Mexico, perhaps Teotihuacan, and dreaming of capturing them in their absolute best light? Well, you've certainly come to the right place. As someone who spent countless mornings and evenings chasing that perfect shot, I'm genuinely excited to share my top, hard-won tips with you. What's interesting is that while Mexico welcomed approximately 45 million international tourists in 2024, and its archaeological zone saw a 4.6% increase in visitors from January to May 2025, the secret to truly standout pyramid photography often lies in understanding the light. Let's dive in. Embrace the magic of golden hour. You've probably heard this before, but the golden hour is pure magic, and it's a non-negotiable for pyramid photography, in my opinion. Right after sunrise and just before sunset, the light transforms, becoming softer, warmer, and utterly ethereal. It's perfect for photographing these ancient structures. I've personally found that early morning visits not only provide that breathtaking light but also significantly fewer crowds. Imagine the Pyramid of the Sun, all 65 meters, 213 feet, of it, bathed in that soft, low-angle glow, with very few people around. It's like having these monumental wonders almost all to yourself, offering a profound sense of peace you just won't find later in the day. Strategize by time of year. The time of year can dramatically affect lighting conditions, which is a crucial, yet often overlooked, detail. For instance, during the winter months, roughly November to April, the sun follows a lower arc in the sky. This results in longer, more dramatic shadows that can truly emphasize the pyramid's impressive scale and intricate stonework. Conversely, in the summer, the sun is higher, even directly overhead around May and July in Mexico City's latitude, which can lead to harsh midday light. My personal preference is the dry season, from November to April, for both comfortable temperatures and that ideal, dramatic light. Leverage side lighting for depth and texture. Here's the thing though, side lighting is your absolute best friend when you want to highlight the intricate details and rugged textures of these ancient marvels. As the sun sits low in the sky, either rising or setting, it casts long, raking shadows across the pyramid's surfaces. This interplay of light and shadow brings out every crack, every stone, every layer, making your photos pop with incredible depth and a tactile quality that a flat, frontal light simply can't achieve. It's how you make a flat image feel three-dimensional. Don't discount cloudy days. Don't be discouraged by overcast skies. In fact, embrace them. Cloudy days provide a natural, diffused light that acts like a giant softbox. This is excellent for reducing harsh shadows, minimizing glare, and capturing incredibly even colors across your scene. Some of my favorite, most atmospheric shots of the pyramids were taken on days when I initially thought the light wouldn't cooperate. The muted tones can lend a surprising sense of timelessness and mystery to your images. Explore diverse angles, please. Don't just settle for the classic frontal shot. While iconic, it barely scratches the surface of what's possible. Move around the site, experiment with different perspectives. Try a low angle to make the pyramids look even more imposing and monumental against the sky. Or, find a slightly elevated spot to capture the sprawling complex, like Teotihuacan's Avenue of the Dead, in its full glory. Varying your shots adds immense interest and personality to your photo collection, telling a richer story of your visit. Be ready for spontaneity. Lighting can change in an instant, especially with Mexico's varying weather conditions. A sudden break in the clouds, a brief shower followed by a rainbow, or a fleeting mist can transform the scene from ordinary to truly mesmerizing. Keep your camera ready to capture these unexpected moments. It's often these spontaneous, unscripted shots that turn out to be the most memorable and unique, showcasing the dynamic beauty of the site. Utilize reflections creatively. If you're lucky enough to visit after a rain shower, keep an eye out for puddles. They can create stunning, mirror-like reflections of the pyramids, adding a surreal and captivating element to your photographs. This technique can lead to some truly unique and artistic compositions, transforming a simple puddle into a powerful visual tool. It's a trick I always advocate for on those damp mornings. Frame with the surrounding landscape. Sometimes, the most impactful way to showcase the grandeur of the pyramids is by capturing their relationship with the surrounding landscape. Including elements like distant cacti, the contours of the mountains, or even the vast Mexican sky can provide crucial context and scale to your images. It helps the viewer understand just how massive and integrated these ancient structures are within their natural environment. For more on the rich history of these sites, you might find unveiling their legacy on ancient Mexican pyramids interesting. Experiment with black and white. There's something undeniably timeless and profoundly dramatic about black and white photography, especially when it comes to ancient structures like these. Stripping away color can emphasize shapes, lines, textures, and contrasts in a way that color sometimes obscures. It forces the viewer to focus on the form and light, offering a fresh, often more powerful perspective on these well-known sites. I find it really brings out the raw, historical essence. Respect the site and its stories while capturing that perfect photo is incredibly important to us photographers. Remember that these pyramids are more than just beautiful backdrops, they're part of a rich, living cultural heritage. Teotihuacan, for instance, was the second most visited archaeological site in Mexico in 2024, hosting over 1.3 million visitors. With such high visitor numbers, it's paramount to respect the site. A crucial tip for 2024 to 2025 visitors: you can no longer climb the pyramids of the sun or moon at Teotihuacan. This policy has been in place since 2021 for safety and preservation. Taking the time to learn about their fascinating history and significance can deepen your appreciation for each shot and ensure you're a responsible visitor. If you're curious, check out this local insight article. To wrap this up, my top recommendation, if you take nothing else away from this, is to visit early in the day. Not only do you get that beautiful golden light that every photographer craves, but you also beat the intense midday heat and, crucially, avoid the largest crowds that often arrive later in the morning. There's something incredibly peaceful, almost spiritual, about watching the sun rise over these ancient wonders, feeling the history reverberate around you. Happy shooting, and may your photos capture the magic of the Mexican pyramids just as you see it.